In today's episode, I'm going to tell you whether tea can help you lose weight.
It's time to take some time to love yourself. The beautiful, natural, wonderful you. Welcome to the Natural Health World Podcast with your host, Carla Rose, natural health and beauty coach and creator of the Natural Health Philosophy.
Hi, and welcome to Natural Health World. I'm Carla Rose, your natural health and beauty guru and coach. In today's episode, I'm going to tell you whether tea can help you lose weight. We're going to talk about that and what tea is best, but first of all, I'd like you to take a moment to yourself right now. The first thing I'd like you to do is take a deep, slow, cleansing breath. And as you breathe in deeply, count in your mind to seven. Breathe from your abdomen. Put your hand on your belly and feel that belly moving. Try that a couple more times. It has a way of relaxing you and getting you ready to listen. Because this moment that we have together is our time. It's your time for yourself. I don't want you to be working. I don't want you to be checking your email. I don't want you to be crashing into things if you're driving. I want you to just stop and take a moment to yourself. Two more deep cleansing breaths. When you breathe deeply in, you're extending the amount of oxygen that you have in your body. And that gets to your brain and your muscles. And when you breathe out, you're releasing tension. And that is a really, really good way to take a moment for yourself and to listen to this session. Because one of the things we're going to be focusing on when we talk about tea is that tea is a way to relax. We don't think about relaxing when we drink a cup of coffee. Coffee has caffeine. And the purpose of coffee and the caffeine is to kind of pep you up. And that's why people say, I can't live without my cup of coffee in the morning. Well, tea has caffeine in it too. It can have caffeinated brands or types or decaffeinated kinds, and they're both good. They have different purposes though. I want to tell you why I love tea and why I began drinking tea. I didn't grow up with tea. I didn't have tea in the house. It was a very rare sort of occasional thing I would even see. But people around me started drinking coffee in college, so I wanted to feel grown up and I drank coffee too. And this went on for many years until I got pregnant. Now, for some reason, the first way that I found out I was pregnant with my first child, my daughter, was I went out to breakfast and we all had the usual coffee. I took one sip and felt sick to my stomach. And I didn't get morning sickness, ladies. I didn't have morning sickness. This was just from drinking coffee. So I found out I was pregnant, and every time I looked at a cup of coffee, I couldn't stand it. So I took up drinking tea. And I drank tea all through my pregnancy. And then after I had my daughter, who was the most beautiful baby, I realized that caffeine would get into my breast milk because I was nursing. So I never went back to coffee. I just stuck to tea, decaffeinated tea, herbal tea, and I have enjoyed it ever since. So tea is a sort of a mystical thing. It's not like coffee. There's a long history of tea, goes back thousands of years to China. But one of the things that happened as people began drinking tea is that they made a ritual out of it. Rituals are ways that help us relax. They're things that we repeat. They're a way of taking a moment to yourself. Tea can be a natural stimulant just like caffeine in coffee, but it's less than in the same amount of coffee. If you drink a cup of tea, you're still getting the benefit of caffeine. It stimulates the nervous system in a slow and progressive way, unlike coffee. So you don't get a jolt. There are certain drinks that have caffeine in them that are made with coffee, and you know they call them jolt, or it gives you a jolt. If you just want to have a little bit more feeling of energy in yourself, in your person, and you want to feel awake and concentrate in a sustainable way, think about tea with caffeine, black tea, green tea, orange pekoe tea, all these different kinds of tea that don't have the caffeine removed, and they're really good for you. So tea has a lot of benefits. It has antioxidants, and we know those fight free radicals. Now, we all want our skin to look good, don't we, ladies? Okay? Have our skin look good. One of the enemies of skin that's looking good are those nasty free radicals in the environment. Free radicals are molecules in the environment that are harmful. They cause like the equivalent of what would be rust on metal. They cause the oxidation of cells in our body. And they are in, you know, the exhaust fumes from everything that's driving on the freeway. They are in the air. They're in all kinds of things, including certain foods. So we want to stay away from those, but we certainly want to fight back because we know we can't control all of them. So we want things in our diet to put in our bodies every day that are rich in antioxidants. And that, of course, includes a great diet with lots of colorful fruits and vegetables. But tea also is rich in antioxidants. The polyphenols are antioxidants present in green tea, excellent for combating high cholesterol and for preventing heart disease. And tea is rich in that too. So that's another good reason to add tea to what you put in your body every day. And when we started talking, we talked about tea being a way to relax. Tea drinking has been a part of rituals in cultures all over the world for centuries. Now remember that rituals are things that anchor us, that give us a feeling of peace. They're things we do over and over that slow us down and connect us to this moment, here and now. And in our busy lives, in our hectic days, we sometimes forget to be in the moment. And when we take a deep breath and relax, when we start talking in these sessions, one of the things that we're trying to do is to just be here in the moment. Be with each other. I'm with you right here, right now, focused on you, focused on the feeling of caring. And that's what our Natural Health World community is all about. But think about tea. Tea is a ritual that you can put into your day. You make yourself a cup of tea the way I do in the evening. And my kids used to tease me when they were growing up because, oh, mom's been here. There's that tea bag in the sink. Yes, that's what I would do. I'd put it in the sink because I always thought I was going to have another cup, but I never had time. So I would just have one and then there'd be this lonesome raggedy tea bag in the sink. Now I put it in a compost pile so it can go back to the earth. But anyway, if you have a chance for two cups of tea, that's a wonderful ritual. And that's my favorite thing to do on the weekend. When I have my cup of tea, I say, oh my gosh, it's the weekend. I am so relieved. There's no stress. I can have two cups of tea, not just one. But anytime that I'm having a really busy day and I can take a break, guess what I do? I go over and I grab a tea bag and I pick the kind of tea. If I need a little bit more energy, I will pick a tea with caffeine. And if I don't want to be energized, I want to relax, like in the evening, I will pick an herbal tea or a decaffeinated tea. And that ritual of drinking tea helps you take that moment to yourself. So I have tea almost every night as I wind down and relax after the workday. And so I hope that I can encourage you to do that too. There's so many wonderful kinds of tea. They mix green tea, for example, with berries and flowers, jasmine, and it gives it such a wonderful aroma. You just breathe that in and you sip the tea. Oh, it's just great. One of the things I do sometimes when I have to have a business meeting, I have business meetings in San Francisco sometimes, and there's a place near the area where I like to meet people called the Imperial Tea Court. The Imperial Tea Court has a whole ritual and menus full of different teas. It's fabulous for this. And my friends and colleagues that meet me there sometimes are surprised because right next door there's a bar, you know. You could go there and have a glass of wine and it would be great and it's noisy and raucous. But if you just want to concentrate on the other person, this tea drinking is a beautiful way to connect. And that's one of the other benefits. It's just a fabulous way to really take time, not just for yourself, but to really, in a leisurely way, get to know another person. Because there's a quiet feeling around drinking tea. And at the Imperial Tea Court, they bring you these menus about tea, and they give you all the different principles. There's prosperity tea, and there's relaxation tea, and there's this kind of tea and that, and you can choose. And then they bring the tea to you, and they open the container that has the loose tea in it, and you smell it, and the waiter or waitress tells you, take a deep breath. So you breathe in the aroma of the tea, and then they bring it to you loose and let it sit in this little pot. And then there's a little damper, and you push the damper against the side of the teapot, and you pour a little tea into your cup, and then you sip that after it steeps. Oh, it's just delightful. So I encourage you to think about that. One of the questions people often ask is whether tea can help with weight loss. Well, you may see a lot about green tea and green tea extract, and green tea is going to help you lose weight, and there's actually some truth to that. And remember, I'm your science geek, okay? I read about this stuff. I check it out and see if it's true, because there's so much on the internet that might fool you into thinking that there's some magic formula. I don't think there's a magic formula about tea, but I think there's some real credibility about whether tea can make you help you lose weight. Why? Well, it's loaded with potent antioxidants called catechins. There's an important one called EGCG, a substance that can boost your metabolism. Now, we know that anything that can boost your metabolism is going to help you burn those calories faster, and that is great. Anything that helps boost your metabolism will give you that kick that you need to have faith in your ability to get that weight down where you want it to be. And the benefits of getting this EGCG are that they can come from both drinking green tea as a beverage as well as taking green tea extract as a supplement. So you can get the drops, you can get the pills. Most of the studies that have been done on this that I've seen used extracts. So if you feel like drinking 10 cups of tea a day is just going to make you pee too much, then fine. You can take an extract. You don't have to do that. But think about this. You're getting a little caffeine in the green tea, and you're getting the EGCG, the catechin, and both of those together work to stimulate your central nervous system. And what we've seen from the studies is that that releases fat into the bloodstream so that the body can use the fat as fuel. And we call that process thermogenesis, thermo from heat. And that gives us extra energy. We can get excess water out of our system. We can burn that body fat for fuel when we're walking around. And the caffeine by itself, of course, can help with that because it causes thermogenesis. But it's more effective when it's combined with EGCG and the other substances in green tea. All right, so now for Carla's recommendations about the kinds of tea. All right, if you are hungry, or maybe you've eaten dinner and you're trying to resist that evening snacking, which is something I have to resist too, I make myself a little sort of a dessert tea and no caffeine. It is a decaffeinated chai tea. That's black tea with spices in it that give it a really good flavor. I fill it up. I fill the teacup up almost to the top, but I leave room, and I put some almond milk in that, okay? And I let that just sit a minute, and I stir it up, and that has kind of a creamy flavor, a kind of a spicy taste to it, and it's my own little recipe for what to do instead of snacking at night. And if you absolutely have to have something sweet, then you can put a little bit of stevia in that. In my opinion, stevia is the only sweetener out there other than honey which we consider safe. You want to stay away from table sugar, you want to stay away from sucralose, equal, all these other artificial sweeteners because they are not good for you. But that's my little favorite evening recipe, and I recommend that to you. I like to call it my snack smackdown tea, so I don't have to snack. I can just drink, and it's fine. It's very low in calories, only a few calories in the almond milk, and nothing in the tea itself, so it's great. And if you don't add any sweetener to it, it's even better because you're used to something then that isn't sweet, that you have to have sweetness. Okay, one of my favorite morning teas, if I need a kick, is straight green tea. I just get green tea, plain green tea. I let that steep until it's good and strong. Yogi is my favorite, Y-O-G-I, tea, green tea, plain green tea, and there are also different flavors of tea. I like Good Earth tea also. That has a combination of caffeinated and decaffeinated tea. It's spicy. It has a slightly sweet taste. It does not have any sugar in it. There are no additives. It's delicious. If you want something that has a little more depth than green tea, then Good Earth tea with black tea in it is excellent. And black tea is also very beneficial because it has catechins also, but it is not in the same amount as green tea. And that's why people recommend green tea for weight loss. And if you are having an upset stomach or indigestion, I don't know if you ever read Peter Rabbit as a child like I did. I read Peter Rabbit as a kid, and I also read that story to my children. Now, just to refresh your memory, the story of Peter Rabbit was that he was naughty. His mother told him not to go into the farmer's cabbage patch, but he went anyway, and he gorged himself on all the farmer's cabbages and lettuces until he had an upset tummy, and he came back to where the mother rabbit was, and she scolded him and put him to bed, and guess what she did then? She gave him a dose of chamomile tea. So even in the time that the story of Peter Rabbit was written, the author recognized that chamomile tea is soothing to your digestive system. And if you have an upset stomach, I strongly recommend that you get some chamomile tea instead of taking some kind of pill with who knows what in it that may upset your stomach even more. Just think about the soothing relaxation ritual of chamomile tea. And tea is medicinal. It can be used for a lot of other things too. There are kinds of teas that will help decongest you, that will help you with your cough, that will help you with lots of other things. But I think the important thing about tea, the most important thing to remember, that tea is different from coffee. It's a wonderful thing to add to what you're doing for yourself. And just to go through once again to remind you what the benefits are. Tea can be a natural stimulant, but the caffeine in tea is different from the caffeine in coffee. It will stimulate the nervous system in a more slow, progressive way than coffee. It will help you feel awake, and you can concentrate in a sustainable way instead of just getting a jolt that's really high and then goes away and you need another cup later. Tea's not like that. Tea, as we talked about, can be a wonderful way to relax. Make yourself a ritual. If you only have 10 minutes in your entire day as a busy woman when you're taking care of everybody else, you take that tea break for yourself. And you tell everybody else in your life, including kids, husband, partners, friends, sorry, I'm taking a break right now. It's my tea break. And you can make that your mark in the day where you say, I love myself enough to give myself a break. And add some delicious tea. There's hibiscus tea and rooibos tea, all kinds of beautiful flavors. They smell good. They taste good. And every time you drink that tea, you can remind yourself, I am doing this for me because I am learning how to love myself better every time I drink one of these cups of tea. And that's a great way to connect the tea to caring for yourself. And finally, remember that tea can help with weight loss. It's loaded with antioxidants. We've got that catechin in it, EGCG, that can boost your metabolism. And I think when you consider all of these things that you can do with tea that are different, they are additions to what you're already doing. It doesn't mean you have to give up coffee. If you need that kick in the morning because you've got so much responsibility and you're feeling like you're dragging through your morning, have your cup of coffee. But remember that for the rest of the day, the option is there for you to take your tea break and to use tea as a ritual. And even better, invite someone you care about or someone you'd like to get to know to have a cup of tea with you. Because everybody would say, you know, you're out there in the world, they'll say, okay, I'll meet you for coffee. Why don't you just do something different? Do you know even at Starbucks there are some choices of tea? And I have started to just drink an iced tea. They have beautiful flavors there. Even at places like Starbucks, you can get tea. There's chai tea, which is caffeinated, very good. The problem with those teas that are mixed at places like Starbucks or Pete's or other coffee outlets, they are loaded with sugar. So if somebody says they want to meet you at Starbucks for a cup of coffee and you're not going to have coffee because it's afternoon, don't think about Starbucks as a place to get a chai tea. It is loaded with sugar. Do not go there. If you have to meet somebody at a place like that, a commercial outlet where they sell coffee and tea, look for plain, decaffeinated herbal tea, no sugar. Natural. Stick to what's natural. And one of the things that I think is important to understand is that coffee, with the amount of caffeine in it, is a stimulant that is addictive. Now, there's controversy about that. Some people think if you drink a lot of tea that it helps you in other ways. There are health benefits, and there may be truth to that. But my feeling as a natural, organic health advocate, I don't want to be addicted to anything. That's why I started drinking tea. I wanted to give up caffeine because one of the things I noticed right away when I had to stop drinking it because it was upsetting my stomach, I got these horrible headaches. Awful. Have you ever been off coffee for a day or two when you're used to drinking it? You get withdrawal symptoms. Is that natural? I don't think that's so good. So if you must stick to coffee, okay, limit the amount because that caffeine is a stimulant and it is addictive. But also think about the natural alternative. Tea does not have that same property. If I don't get to drink my tea for a day, I do not get a headache. Maybe I'm traveling, I'm on the road, there's nothing available, I can't get a cup of tea. I stick to just water then, but I don't get a withdrawal headache. So there is the difference between the two things, the two beverages, that are the most common beverages in the entire world. If you have a choice, or you want to limit the amount of stimulation from something as intense as coffee that you put in your body, then stick to tea. Choose that as an alternative that just might be better for you. That's my personal recommendation. I'm not addicted to anything right now, and I'm very happy about that. The only thing I'm addicted to is exercise, but we can talk about that in another session. But I want you to take away from today's session that the idea of a ritual is very important, that loving yourself is very important. I'm here to tell you about loving yourself, and you must never lose sight of how critical that is to your success in everything that you do in your day. When you wake up in the morning and you appreciate who you are, and the first thing you're going to do is decide what you're going to have in the morning for breakfast, whether it's coffee or tea, what you're going to put in your mouth, let that decision be driven by your appreciation for yourself. Think about your body. Think about how hard it works for you all day. You wake up and you don't have to remember to breathe. Your body does that for you all by itself. Your heart doesn't have to be reminded to beat. It does that for you anyway. Your legs know how to walk. Your hands know how to make breakfast. Your feet know how to find your way to your job or to your chores of the day. Your body is a beautiful, blessed organism. Everything works together. You just need to help it, appreciate it, love it, and thank it every single day for the work that it does, and that it is the place where your soul lives. And that's the basis for loving yourself and for loving everybody. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it for you. If you like this episode, you're absolutely going to love our online community. When you join, you'll get the tools, care, and confidence you need to live a naturally healthy lifestyle and love your body from the inside out. Now, think about this. If you're experiencing unusual weight gain or you're having a problem losing that extra weight, if you're feeling exhaustion and fatigue, if you're under constant stress the way so many women are, if you're having trouble sleeping, if you have anxiety, and you just know generally you're not as healthy as you want to be,